All right, it is 5:46. Let's go ahead and call the infrastructure meeting to order tonight. We have one item on the agenda. That is proposed ordinance 2338 to move the Holland and Enola Fire Department line. So I make a motion that we discuss this and pass this along to the full court. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. So we have a second for ordinance 2338. Counselor, could you read the ordinance for us, please?
Absolutely. Let's see. Proposed ordinance 23-38, sponsored by Justice Justin Knight, being enacted by the Quorum Court of Fulton County, State of Arkansas, and the ordinance to be entitled an ordinance designating the geographical areas of Holland Volunteer Fire Department and Enola Volunteer Fire Department. Whereas the Quorum Court, by majority vote, may designate the geographical area that a volunteer fire department serves pursuant to ACA Section 14-20-108B1, and whereas there are 15 people that are currently in the Enola Fire District that would be better served in the Holland Fire District, and now therefore being ordained by the Quorum Court of Fulton County, Arkansas, Section 1, the geographical area served by the Holland Fire Department is depicted on the map attached hereby as Exhibit A and incorporated by reference. Section 2, the geographical area served by the Enola Volunteer Fire Department is depicted on the map attached hereto as Exhibit B and incorporated by reference. Section 3, nothing in this ordinance shall prohibit or be construed to prohibit these rural fire departments from entering into interlocal agreements or coming to the mutual aid of one another or fire departments outside the county as needed and authorized by law.
Thank you, Counselor. So you've heard the ordinance. Everybody received the email with the boundaries. I know you'd requested. You know, what had changed? I know we have OEM here and the fire chiefs. If you guys would like to just come and explain what's going on, you know, how many citizens this impacts, and you know, just why the request.
We go over with OEM. I've got the two fire chiefs here. This is Tanner Holland, or Tanner Johnson from Holland, and we have Jeffrey Lassie from the Enola Fire Department. If y'all have any questions, or they can kind of explain what we got going on.
Currently, Stevenson Lane is about, what'd you say, 2 points?
2.5 miles.
2.5 miles from my station. Most of Stevenson Lane is in my district. If you look, let's see if you can see on the map here. Stevenson, it cuts off at the end of Stevenson. Stevenson is a dead end. There's roughly 5 or so houses that are in Enola's district. For Enola to respond to fires or even medical calls in this area, they have to come out, down, and across down through 287 through Holland's district to get into Stevenson to go to the end of get to theirs, where I'm right across, right down the road. It just makes better sense in situations like a life-threatening emergency, something where I can go straight there.
Basically, we're cutting down all these pockets now.
That's all it's been. That's all. Mm-hmm. Hall can get there 3 times faster than we can get. Even with our, some of our people living in those houses, they consider the program.
Any questions from the members of the board?
That's a basic question. ISO ratings, are they any changes for any of the fires?
Well,
same. Okay. Yeah. So residents aren't
going to
see any difference really at all. Okay.
What is your ISO rating?
5. 5.
Thanks.
We've also contacted all the families of the proposed move, either myself or I believe fire chiefs, and we talked, and there's 100% agreement that they're okay with moving it from Enola to the Holland.
Any other questions, members of the committee? Any questions from the audience? The other JPs? And so, if this passes, this will go to the full court for 3 readings. There's no emergency clause here, but this has been established for years and years and years. But it just doesn't make sense to move this boundary for the residents that live in that location to get a better response time.
And Justice Knight, I think this came to our attention when there was actually a medical call on Stevenson Lane a while ago. And so we're talking about citizens' life being potentially in danger because of the increased response time.
So I have a question. This would be more procedural at the quorum court meeting. Then can we ask to make a motion to waive the three readings at that point? It sounds like, I mean, if it's an emergency enough where there's medical calls that are taking longer, I mean, to me, even if there's an emergency call, I'll just say I'll raise to waive the three readings if the ordinance goes to the next meeting. Then.
If you'd like, you can add emergency calls in the amendment of the ordinance right now.
Correct. We can, but I would say it's probably better to let me work with you, pass it as is. And what we can do is create an amended ordinance with the emergency clause. That way we can have that prepared for full court next Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I guess even if we wait three readings, it's still the 30-day wait on an ordinance passing versus an emergency clause immediate?
If we wait, it can go, if you have an emergency clause, it would be immediate. So waive the three readings, you can also adopt that it goes into effect immediately.
I think instead of having to change it now with an amendment, I'll just say I will make the motion at the quorum court meeting if it gets there to go ahead and pass away the three readings.
Okay. Thank you, Justice Lyon. Any other questions or comments?
I would support an amendment too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Ms. Grady? Okay. All right. Martin, would you call the room? Or this voice one? All right. So all in favor of forwarding this on to the full court? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The ordinance does pass, and we'll be in full court next week here. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Thank you.